I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from around the world. This week in women's history, on May 21st, 1932, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to complete a solo transatlantic flight by flying more than 2,000 miles from Newfoundland to Ireland in just under 15 hours. Women made history this week in primary races around the country. Stacey Abrams could be the first black woman elected governor of a state after she emerged victorious this week from the Georgia Democratic primary. CNBC reports she's the first black woman to win a major party's nomination for governor. In Texas, Lupe Valdez became the first Hispanic lesbian to win a party nomination for governor. Also in Texas, Gina Ortiz won a Democratic primary runoff. If she wins in November, she would become the first lesbian and Filipina American to represent Texas in Congress. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein was arrested this week in New York. The AP reported it was the moment the Me Too movement had been waiting for, photos of Weinstein in handcuffs. He's facing rape and Criminal Sex Act charges. These stem from encounters with two of the dozens of women, some famous, some not, who have accused him of sexual misdeeds. He's accused of confining a woman in a Manhattan hotel room and raping her in 2013, according to a court complaint. The Criminal Sex Act charge stems from a 2004 encounter between Weinstein and Lucia Evans, a then aspiring actress who told the New Yorker magazine he forced her to perform oral sex during a daytime meeting in his office. More than 75 women have accused Weinstein of wrongdoing, and authorities in California and London are also investigating assault allegations. This week, Morgan Freeman became the latest high-profile man to face accusations of sexual misconduct. A report by CNN details one movie production assistant who said Freeman unsuccessfully tried to lift her skirt. Other women talked about unwanted touching on their backs and shoulders. Mostly, Freeman's accusers said he would comment about their bodies or clothes or make them feel uncomfortable by staring. Freeman says he likes to compliment people to make them feel at ease around him, but that he has never sexually assaulted women. In Ireland, voters went to the polls and overturned the country's strict ban on abortion. The New York Times reported it was the latest in a series of rebukes to the Catholic Church in the country. In the last 3 years, the country made same-sex marriage legal and installed a gay prime minister, who said the vote yesterday is a culmination of a quiet revolution that's been in the works for 20 years. Thousands of women traveled abroad from Ireland each year to get abortions or ordered pills illegally online, which carried the risk of a hefty jail sentence. Irish citizens from around the world traveled back to Ireland to vote in the referendum, according to CNN. In Saudi Arabia, weeks before a ban on female drivers is about to end, officials arrested at least 11 women. Reuters reported most of the women were activists who had protested the ban on women driving and have sought to end the male guardianship system in the kingdom. State media labeled the women as traitors and agents of embassies. The government has since released four of the women. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been pushing for more progressive reforms, and some speculated the arrests were to appease more conservative elements in the society. A plaque unveiled this week to induct soccer star Brandi Chastain into the San Francisco Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame has been roundly trounced on social media for its poor likeness to Chastain. KTVU-TV said the floating face on the plaque looks to be about 30 pounds heavier than Chastain. Some have compared it to Mickey Rooney, Bill Belichick, Gary Busey, Babe Ruth, as well as Mrs. Doubtfire. Chastain is best remembered for her 1999 World Cup penalty kick win. She dropped to her knees and ripped off her jersey in what became an iconic moment in sports. A new plaque of Chastain is in the works. The president of the University of Southern California agreed to step down yesterday amid a scandal involving a university gynecologist who's accused of conducting inappropriate exams for decades. The Associated Press reported the announcement came days after hundreds of students, professors, and alumni demanded the ouster of C.L. Max Nikias, alleging that USC failed to respond to complaints of misconduct involving Dr. George Tyndall, a gynecologist who worked at the university clinic for 30 years. At least a dozen lawsuits have been filed so far, and police are investigating alleged victims to see if any crime was committed. In Mexico, independent presidential candidate and former First Lady Margarita Zavala announced last week she's dropping out of the country's July 1st presidential race. The AP reported Zavala had broken her longtime affiliation with the conservative National Action Party and qualified for the ballot as an independent, but she was polling in the single digits, far behind the three leading candidates. The Washington Post reported she didn't get the support of more than 10% of likely voters, an indication of how difficult it is for independent candidates to find footholds against competitors backed by major parties. The number of women in the workforce in Muslim-majority countries is growing rapidly, and in some cases, women are outnumbering men in STEM fields. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. That's according to an opinion piece in the New York Times by Sadia Zahidi, head of the Center for the New Economy and Society at the World Economic Forum. She writes that there are just 5 countries where women outnumber men in STEM programs, and 2 of those are Brunei and Kuwait. In 18 Muslim-majority countries, women make up 40% or more of STEM students. The number in the U.S. is just 30%. Indonesia and Malaysia are among the countries where there's a higher percentage of early-stage entrepreneurial activity among women than men. And in New Mexico news, the race for the Democratic nomination for the 1st District Congressional seat is tight, with Deborah Holland and Antoinette Cedillo Lopez behind a former U.S. Attorney Damon Martinez, who had 22% of likely Democratic voters supporting him. The Albuquerque Journal reported a third of voters remain undecided. Holland would be the first Native American woman elected to the U.S. House. She had 19% of likely voters supporting her, while Cedillo Lopez had 17%. Each candidate has raised about $700,000. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.